scripture reading will be from Proverbs chapter 31, verses 25 through 28. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household, and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praises her.
Man came home from work one day to find his home in total mayhem. His three young children were all out in the front yard, still in their pajamas at 5:30 in the afternoon, playing in the mud. He found that the front yard was littered with food boxes and food wrappers. The driver's door to his wife's car was standing open, and so was the front door to the house. He was really concerned about his wife, and so he went into the house immediately, and as he did, he found that a lamp had been knocked over. A rug was rumpled up in a pile against one wall there in the entryway, obviously the casualty of someone, probably the children, having run on that on the wood floors and played a little bit of floor skiing. He walked into the living room simply because the noise was so loud of the TV blaring a cartoon, and then he looked across into the family room and it was just strewn with toys and with clothing. He walked into the kitchen hoping he'd find his wife there, and he found dishes piled in the sink. He found leftovers of breakfast strewn about on the counter, milk spilled on the table, a broken glass underneath it, dog food all over the floor, and a pile of sand at the back door. And he began to really be worried at that point in time. And so he started up the stairs, and they were strewn with more toys and clothing. He looked about because he was really concerned that perhaps his wife was ill or something worse had happened. And he went into their bedroom, and he found her there, in bed, in her pajamas, curled up reading a novel. And he said to her incredulously, "What happened here today?" And she looked up at him and smiled and said, "Well, you know how every day when you come home from work and you ask me what in the world I did today?" And he said, "Yes." And she said, "Well, I didn't do it." We often take for granted all of the things that mothers do. Sometimes it takes them not doing those things for us to appreciate what they do. Think about these things for at least a moment. A mother cares for her children. She cleans them, she tells them stories, she reads to them, she tutors them through school courses, she transports them to all kinds of after-school activities, she cares for them in sickness, she counsels them, she listens to them, she disciplines them. She cleans, she washes, she cooks, and she shops for the needs of her home. She may have spiritual commitments in terms of church, both in attendance as well as activities, as well as a spiritual training of her children. She plans and invites and prepares and then cleans up after every special home event, including birthdays and holidays and other days. She has to deal with her own emotions and physical concerns. She helps her children adjust if the family moves, if the income changes the family's lifestyle, or if the father and mother separate and divorce. Somehow, through all of that, she tries to keep her marriage growing stronger. She may be doing this while working part-time or full-time out of her home. If she's a married mother, her husband may help her in these things. But if she's a single mother, it's all on her. Some years ago, actress Meryl Streep was being interviewed about a film that she had just made. And the reporter asked her about the possibility of her winning a third Oscar. And she replied to him, "I'd rather be voted Mother of the Year by my family. Because nobody realizes that being a good mother is harder than making a movie. Being a housewife and a mother is much more difficult." Those are just some of the reasons why God reminded his people repeatedly that we are to honor our fathers and mothers. In Proverbs 31, verses 25 through 28, as Will has just read, God shows that there is a distinctly spiritual dimension to being a mother that warrants honor. If you're familiar with Proverbs 31, you realize that going back to verse 10 and on to the end of this chapter, it describes the noble mother, the character traits of a noble woman. And it lists so many things that it sets, it seems, an extremely high bar, if not an impossibly high bar, for any woman to attain to. It's been interpreted in a variety of ways, one being that it sets forth the ideal all-encompassing mother, the woman who is in a variety of aspects of life, who could be a wealthy woman or not, who could be a stay-at-home woman or a working woman. It just incorporates everything. Others have suggested that because of the nature of what the book of Proverbs is about, that it really is a personification of wisdom itself. Well, whatever the interpretation might be, it certainly points out those traits that go with the woman who is godly and who has given herself to be godly, and by virtue of that is worthy of honor because she honors God. I think it's worth looking at some of the traits that are found just within these verses that Will read to us, though, because they seem to specifically focus on the aspect of motherhood. Praiseworthy mothers are characterized by strength and dignity. Can you think of any mother that you've ever known who did not exhibit strength and dignity that was worthy of honor? You know, sometimes we hear it said that anybody can be a father, but it takes someone special to be a dad. And isn't that the same for a mother? Biologically speaking, any woman, theoretically, can be a mother, but not every woman can be a mom. And so we honor those women who have taken it seriously to be a mom, to live out those traits for which God created her as a godly person. God told Israel, "In quietness and trust is your strength." And he also said that God gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. How much those apply to mothers, don't they? And the strength they gain from God, they conduct themselves with dignity. I'm not sure dignity is something that we think all that much about anymore. Dignity seems to have been something of almost of a bygone era. Today, everything is raw and crude, and it seems like we take glory in the things that are more base. Every so often, in watching television, of late, perhaps in particular, you'll notice there are more and more commercials for programs that seem to reach ever lower and lower levels. You know, there's a program that's going to be coming on one of the stations I've seen advertisements for about seemingly average women who in their off hours are things that are absolutely bizarre and are unmentionable. And it seems that there's just this growing body of media that wants to rub our noses in the worst of what it is. There's no dignity at all to be found in it. Dignity is shown through responsible conduct. It's shown through purity. It's shown through serious thinking. And it's shown through self-respect. Women of this nature show in all that they do that they respect themselves, they respect their children, they respect their husbands, and in fact, they respect everyone around them. They conduct themselves with respect as they respect others. They constantly discipline themselves for dignity. They look beyond reactions to momentary events to more important values. And they do this within the context of understanding that demonstrates strength and that demonstrates a dignity about themselves that brings respect to them. Praiseworthy mothers are characterized also by wise speech and instruction because they learn from God. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 6 reminds mothers that the Lord gives wisdom, and from His mouth come knowledge and understanding. It's not only the book of Proverbs, but all the Bible that impresses this. Over and over, people find themselves either confronting the fact or in retrospect realizing the fact that true wisdom and all wisdom comes from God. That He is the one who provides us with knowledge and with understanding that is worthwhile and that transcends situations that may seem to have no immediate answer. So a goodly and godly, praiseworthy woman applies herself to constantly, constantly learning God's wisdom for herself in terms of her own life, and for her training of her children. Henry Ward Beecher remarked, "The mother's heart is the children's classroom." If a mother is conscientiously and constantly teaching her children from God's wisdom, so that it's not simply her wisdom, her thinking, her experiences, then we dare not forsake that teaching because we're really learning from God. Godly mothers teach us of God's wisdom from their own godly, loving hearts. And we need to remember that. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, it says in Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 7. So we have reason to praise our mothers as we honor the wisdom of their God-learned teaching to us. A third thing that comes out of this text in Proverbs is that praiseworthy mothers are characterized by diligent family care because they're thankful to God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 7 is a text in which the Apostle Paul is writing back to some folks, some Christians there in the city of Thessalonica. And he obviously had a great deal of love for them. And he wrote them and he explains how he reminds them how he had acted when he was among them. And he talks about the idea that he had treated them with the gentleness of a mother caring for her little children. That's a universal picture, isn't it? When we've lately been seeing pictures of these people starving in Sudan, or more recently, the people in Myanmar, who are doing without food because of that terrible cyclone, we see that care in those mothers for their little children. Wherever it is, whatever culture it is, whoever the peoples are, whatever their ethnic background is, it's immaterial. We see that gentleness and care the mother has for her children. It's unthinkable that not be the way they care for their children. Consider this. Mothers experience discomfort and sickness for 9 months of pregnancy because they love and care for that child that is being formed in them. They worry about the progress of the pregnancy may worry about the possibility of their child being born with some kind of serious problems and the pain of childbirth. And they go through all that willingly out of their love and care because they're thankful to God that they have a child. Mothers worry about their children's health. They worry about their development. They worry about their happiness at every stage of their lives. And I can tell you that it does not end. With a mother who's my age, she still worries about me in every respect. Mothers worry about their children as those children marry and have children of their own. They never stop worrying about their children. And those of you who are grandmothers and great-grandmothers silently say amen to that, I know. Godly mothers never stop praying for their children either. Because as they grow in age and hopefully as they're growing in spiritual maturity, they're coming to see more and more reason that they need to continue to pray for their children. Mothers are the first to protect their children from others and from themselves. Mothers are the first to cheer their children's successes. Mothers show their children unconditional love. Mothers show their children what it means to have a family and a home. And they do all of that out of thankfulness and care. In his book, Lost in Wonder, Love, and Praise, John Killinger wrote this: I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who was born of the promise to a virgin named Mary. I believe in the love Mary gave her son that caused her to follow him in his ministry and stand by his cross as he died. I believe in the love of all mothers and its importance in the lives of the children they bear. It is stronger than steel, softer than down, and more resilient than a green sapling on the hillside. It closes wounds, melts disappointments, and enables the weakest child to stand tall and straight in the fields of adversity. I believe that this love, even at its best, is only a shadow of the love of God, a dark reflection of all that we can expect of Him, both in this life and the next. And I believe that one of the most beautiful sights in the world is a mother who lets this great love flow through her to her child, blessing the world with the tenderness of her touch and the tears of her joy. Like mothers, what we should be most thankful for is often what we are most likely to take for granted. Imagine if God said to us one day, you know all of those things I usually do for you? Today, I didn't do them. In Psalm 145, in verses 1 through 3, King David wrote, I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day, I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. Today is obviously not a singular day of the year for us to honor our mothers. It is a day to remind us to daily honor our mothers. And if we, in any way, take them for granted, perhaps it's a reminder that we ought to never take God for granted either. Perhaps it's a reminder that everything that a godly mother has brought into our lives is because of everything God has brought into our mother's lives. That everything that she shows us by her life, by her traits, by her priorities, by her values, has been gained from God the Father. And that she's intentionally sought that out, that she might bring her children to God just as she has come to God. And I suspect that every mother, every Christian mother, has one goal that is above every other goal. And that is that her children come to know God and walk with God and live for God and bring praise to God in a greater way than she has. And that her grandchildren do so even more exceedingly, because they've come to know that life at its best and at its truest revolves around God. And so today we praise you, our mothers. And most highly, we praise God who gave us our mothers. God's matchless giving love toward us must make him the center of our lives. If he is, then you and I can be assured of a blessed future. But if he is not, we have the opportunity to change that today. And if we can help you to come to God through Christ, we urge you to come forward right now as we stand and sing.